I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
You don't want goats. When I grew up, I had a goat. We lived out in the sticks. Mm-hmm. We had a goat, and goats are fucking assholes. They'll bite the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Fuck goats. Except for the fainting goats, because you could fuck with them. If they're coming at you, you just spook them, and they faint, and they ain't going to bite you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
What are your thoughts on goats?
Indoor cat.
They're terrible.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Just curious. We've just been.
Yeah, that's all I have on that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Fender says.
Goats are delicious. Goats are delicious, though.
They are delicious in a curry. Yes, they are. Yeah.
That's gross.
That's accurate. Oh. Oh.
See.
What do you look at goats as like a rat animal, like a guinea pig or something?
Well, yeah, people buy goats to eat the biggest bullshit that they have,
to eat trash, like literal trash.
Yeah,
yeah. So when you're eating them, their sinew, their muscles, all of that has been built by eating trash, basically. And so when you consume them, you are consuming a trash animal, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that checks out. Goat cheese, phenomenal. Goat's milk, I mean...
Goat cheese is good.
I mean, yeah, it's cheese.
Yeah, it's Chev.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Chevrolet.
So we've been talking for the last, little bit about me getting the puppy, so... Listener, if you're not in our Discord, I decided to go out today with my 13-year-old and buy a puppy. It is not even 3 months old, and we are going to officially do the handoff and 7-day trial, which is cool. I'm glad they do that, on Sunday. So that will begin on Sunday, and he's the sweetest boy. And I'm very excited because I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I am a dog person, a dog person, and no place I've lived in the last decade plus has allowed me to have one. And so I finally, I'm not ashamed to talk about this, finally had to go the support animal route. And so handled my paperwork, handled that business, and put money down on a puppy today. So...
As someone that in a different life worked at a convenience store, mm-hmm. I hate you, service animal people.
Yeah. That's
the worst.
I will not be bringing it into places. I have no interest in that. Not my thing.
That's what people who take that first hit of marijuana say. And then they're they're on the other end of the crack pipe and they're like, oh shit.
It's a gateway.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Your support parakeet. I've seen the support gerbil, support ferret. I've seen it all. Don't
support
be that person.
Ferret. I imagine dude walking into Albertsons with a ferret on his shoulder. Like ferret guy.
Do it in your domicile. That's fine. Valid. Don't be that person who goes to Baskin and Robbins with your support. Whatever.
You're gonna have a
70-pound dog in a baby Bajorn. Yeah. On the front of you saying, it's my support dog.
Dude, he's going to be so big too. Don't do that. He's a shepherd mix and he's like not even 3 months, weighs like 15 pounds. He's going to be a big fucking kid when he gets older too. So that's what it would be.
Okay. So they won't be in a baby Bajor. It'll be in a backpack. Don't backpack. Be that person.
Man, you're giving me ideas.
Unless your dog is guiding you. You don't need to take your dog places everywhere you go.
Correct. Yeah. I remember Paul F. Tompkins had a joke about that where people who take their animals everywhere, like guy who has a parrot on his shoulder and takes it into the store. It's like, oh, I'm the most interesting man on earth. Look at me. It's like, that's that fucking guy. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not interested in that. Yeah. My dog should not
okay,
go.
Good.
Dogs should not go into places like that. Like that's not a.
Good.
It's not made for them. No. I don't know. No.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
I am taking advantage of the system so I can have one. Period. That's enough for me.
But in your domicile is
correct.
Fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't be that guy. It's like you know.
And I'm not
teach your kid night. I might hear that the kid has a C plus. So in order to get myself ready for that terrible news, I need my support. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't be that person.
And listener viewer,
not just saying you. I'm saying everyone.
Sure.
Don't be that person.
Listener viewer, make no bones about it. I'm depressed. I need a dog. So. I'm not taking advantage of it. Cool. So we're going to have a, hopefully, you know, if everything works out, we're going to have a podcast dog. Like he's going to be a little kid. And so he's going to be like probably right fucking here while we're doing the podcast. So this might be a situation where I have to like get up while we're in the middle of talking and make sure the dog doesn't like piss and shit on my couch. So just heads up.
Kind of speaking of that. So, mm-hmm. You know, well, I mean, look what time we're starting the pod. I clearly have kids and they run my life to a certain extent.
Sure.
So on Tuesday, the oldest kid had his last basketball league, you know, summer league game. So we made just shitty, terrible chicken tortilla soup. You know, it was bad. It was for a crock pot meal even. It was not great because I literally put it together during my lunch break at like 12:30.
You do what you got.
It was
real
whatever.
Real quick for two teenage boys, do you go for quantity over quality with them right now? Since they could just probably put food away.
This summer, like now, it's all quantity over quality.
Yeah.
I might have like once every couple of weeks I do kind of a cunty meal where I'm like, "This is good. You will eat this." But yes, as a general ethos, I'm doing quality or quantity over quality. So I make this chicken tortilla soup. It's whatever. We get home at like 8:30, 8:15. We eat it. It's fine. Last night, because no one was going to eat it again. The chunks of chicken were too big. It was not good. Put it outside. Gave it to the dogs. Right? Well, at 4 o'clock in the morning, this morning, one of the dogs had to go real bad. So I got up, put her out. 4:45, same dog. Put her out, and I was basically up.
Now you're up.
That's it.
Don't feed your dogs human food unless you're prepared for
the consequences.
The other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something I got to think about with a puppy too, is And I was talking to Theo about that too. It's like, hey, we're making rules here. Like we're not giving this dog people food. We're not giving the dog food from the table. That's not going to be a thing we're going to do here. Look, I want to do that. You kidding me? This cute ass dog walks up to me. I got some food. I can make it happy. I want to give it food. We're not doing it. I'm not, because this little kid is going to be a big fucking kid. And then he's going to like walk up and throw his head into us and ask us for food and shit. And that's not going to be the case. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
He's a shepherd. Yeah. Like, he's a shepherd mix. He's going to be a big dude. Like he just is.
Like I'm not in any way saying I'm like dog authoritarian, you know, I'm Caesar Milan or anything.
Isn't that his thing?
I don't give my dogs food. Like I don't give my dogs food. Like while I'm cooking, I just don't. Right.
Yeah.
I'll
that's what it was. Right?
If it's gonna get thrown away, I'll sneak to the side of the backyard or the side yard and kind of give them some stuff. but it's so funny that I will never give them scraps if I'm on the grill outside or I'm on the Blackstone. They don't get it. I will not give it to them, yeah. But they still sit there and just look at me like, where are you going to learn?
Yeah. No,
hey, there's that one in a million chance you accidentally drop something.
It's worth it.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes stuff gets dropped, but
well, you got to be on your fucking game.
Fair enough.
This does sound like a fair you enough. Problem. Yeah. I love this.
Look at this guy.
I'm an expert.
This dog. This guy doesn't own a dog.
Some of us know ball way more than others. It's okay, man. You know, like.
I think Bush was in office the last time you owned a dog. Absolutely. But, you know, okay.
And you know what's going to be like hilarious is there's going to be a point where the dog like diarrhea is on me while I'm doing the podcast. Like that's probably going to happen. So
yeah, well, I mean that's puppy. That's just puppy.
Exactly.
That's puppy.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Speaking of which, CT Benoit says he's woken up to his dog having projectile diarrhea on his bed while he was sleeping. That sucks.
Yeah. So dog owners out there, I don't even know if there's anyone in the chat other than CTE Benoit, but all you dog owners.
Yeah.
Do you allow your dogs to sleep in your bedroom or do they sleep wherever? Living room, family room, kitchen, garage, you know, attic, where attic would probably kill them, but you know what I mean?
Go up the ladder.
Or is anyone in here like a dog in the bedroom sleeper person? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think mine is going to. It's already starting to be kennel trained. I'm going to kennel train it. Like the kennel is going to be the bed. The kennel is going to be the happy place. I'm going to need to like lock it in there, leave the house, come back in an hour, and it's going to need to be okay. So that's happening. That's going to be in the bedroom. Also, I work in there too, and so it's just going to hang with me like all day, basically. Not in the bed though. I think that's something I've thought about too, is because how do you draw that line with them? Like where sometimes the bed is okay, but sometimes it's not. Like you kind of have to be consistent.
It's gotta never be okay. If you go that route.
I'm a never better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a never better.
It's a hard.
Mine sleeps at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, that's so what I'm
literally
thinking.
It has to be sleeping like literally on top of my leg for it to go to sleep.
So CT Benoit says yes.
Yeah, bottom of the bed. It has her spot down there.
Yeah, sleep in the room, but not in the bed. Fender says dogs sleep in the bed. So there you go. He says cats. CT Benoit says cats are in the bed. Dog is on the floor. That's discrimination.
Cats rule the house though.
Cats rule, dogs drool.
So people that are dog in the bedroom people. No, I'm not casting aspersions. I just want to make that clear. You guys have all had that thing where you are having intercourse with your partner.
I was wondering.
And
if
you
this is
just
where it
kind
was
of
going.
Catch a glimpse of your dog looking right at you. That was my moment where I was like, nope, you do not live in this. live in here anymore. I didn't like it.
You can always send the dog out of the room.
I mean, sometimes things just,
spur
of the moment.
I guess.
Not that spur of the moment to where you can't kick the dog out.
I can't get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah. Go on now. Go on.
You're just treating it like a second class citizen just all of a sudden. Get out of here.
It is a dog.
About to give it to your mama real quick. Go on, get out of here. That's what you say. You gotta train your dog, King. Jeez.
I do. That's why it doesn't come into my bedroom. My bedroom is my bedroom. We're starting at like 8:47 because I sacrifice a lot of shit. I'm not sacrificing my bedroom.
No.
My bedroom is me and my wife's quartile. Kids, locking the door. You don't get to come in at 2:00 in the morning. She's like, oh, I had a dream about a dragon. Dog, Sleep in the living room.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Tell your brother.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
The floors are even colder. Like, you're good out there. Nah, not
you never
doing
push
it.
The dogs just to go sleep in your kids' room?
No, they won't. They don't like it. They don't like sleeping in rooms with carpets.
That helps.
Bedrooms have carpets, the rest. Yeah,
that helps. Let's see. So from
I had one dog, like the dog I was talking about that I looked at when I was having sex, loved sleeping on like in the carpet. Like it was like even if you put like, you know, pillows down in a dog bed, she just loved the whole it was a comfort thing.
Yeah.
And
totally.
I didn't like it.
A happy place.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. So Fender's dogs sleep in the bed because they help his wife sleep, by the way. So that's the thing. They're like smaller dogs.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. CT Benoit, my dog could sleep in the bed, but she chooses not to. She gets hot and goes to the floor every time. Booble asking if your dog is in the bed when you get a loose handy.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. Okay. Hey, ask a question, get an
fuck
answer.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Benoit says...
Don't do sex with your other dogs.
Benoit says, dog and cat start fighting when they have sex. They are not fans of it. So it's aggressive. See, it's aggressive, like, you know?
I'm terrified of, like, you know, having sex with a dog in front of me, and all of a sudden the dog is like, I invented that move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my move.
Yeah. Yeah. randomly walks up and like licks something. Like, we don't need that. Like, we don't need that. Then where do you go from there? Like, hanging over your head forever.
Can I give like just a like 10-second if you're listening in your car with a kid, earmuffs for like 15 seconds.
It's a little late for that, but yeah, okay. All right.
No. This is worse. This could happen regardless whether you have a dog in your bedroom or not. But as a woman, I feel like there is a different concern about dog hair circulating in the air while you're having sex. There's just a certain point, a particular part of the body where if they're in a certain position, like I feel like a stray hair could come down and just stick and just ruin the whole thing. Am I being neurotic? I'm probably being neurotic about that.
No, there's juices in places, and dog hair in that scenario is gonna stick. Like it's gonna stick, and then you got dog hair in places there shouldn't be dog hair. No, I'm with you, and that, I don't know that that's just women either. Like, you have some juices on you, man.
We're animals. Come on, we care. Ain't gonna ruin my mood. I see a little hair on the tip.
Yeah, I got hair everywhere anyways. What are we talking about?
Hey, come on. Fucking man. Descended from cavemen. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, these are wolves. I'll
show you my armpits, baby.
Cavemen and wolves, man. That's what we're talking about here. Okay. So that's happening in the next week for me. I am excited about it. Period. Let's start the podcast. Thank you for listening and watching, everybody. We are on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/TSBpod. If you are just listening to the podcast, that's where you can watch us live every Thursday. Going to start being later in the next month, King says, because his kids got sports.
All through July.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So it's going to start being around 8:30 instead of 7:30, but fuck it. I don't care. Okay, so, you know, whatever. Fridays are like a no meeting day.
I'm getting
an update.
4th of July week, we have off.
Okay, so next week. So next week is normal.
And then the 7th would be the following week, and he's at Camp Harlow.
Oh, so Christian camp. So 2 weeks in a row are fine.
Jesus camp.
And then after 2 weeks after that.
Jesus. Okay. Camp. Praise him.
So the next 2 weeks we can start at 7:30, 7:45.
There you go.
And then I'm gonna rain hell.
You heard it. You heard the update from the boss. Thank her for her service.
Nobody cared what's going on.
Twitch.tv/TSBpod if you want to watch us live on Thursdays. Next couple weeks gonna be 7:30. Couple weeks after that gonna be 8:30. Whatever. Join our Discord. Well, you can find out when we do stuff in our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. That's the thing you should do. You can give us list ideas. We do a list at the end of every sports podcast, or you can give us movie suggestions. We do a movie podcast every Sunday, and actually your listener movie is coming up this coming week. So give us your suggestions. We'll do a poll, and we'll vote on it and pick the movie for next week. The movie this week is my movie, and it is John Wick. Kind of surprised it had taken us this long to watch a John Wick movie. But it is on Peacock.
Hi.
So
I suggested John Wick like 5 months ago.
Did you? Was it just not streaming?
Yes. No. You were like, we got to watch the whole thing. And I was like, there's not a plot to this thing, man.
I did?
What are we doing?
You shit on John Wick?
You did. You're like, well, that means we have to watch all 7 episodes. All right, well then,
yeah,
fine.
No, that's so,
it was a Nick Cage movie.
So much like Ski did with Expendables, I think my next 4 movies are going to be the John Wick movies. So,
you got the 4 John Wicks and the spinoff
and Ballerina, which Ballerina. I saw Ballerina in the theaters, and by the time we get to it, it'll probably be streaming somewhere. So,
I'm just saying, the next like 5 weeks should just be July Wick, which is July Wick at the movies.
I'm into that. Yeah. So listener, your assignment is John Wick 2. So suggest John Wick 2 in our Discord, and we'll watch it. There you go. If you don't,
the problem is I don't.
You're gonna fuck up the system. So don't fuck up the system. How about that?
John Wick 2 is currently not with John Wick 1, 3, and 4 on the cock, so I'm not 100% sure where John Wick 2 is.
That's about right.
No, it could be on one of the other ones, but not. It's not on the cock.
That doesn't make sense.
Does not make sense.
That does not make sense. So anyway, watch John Wick Uno on Peacock and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Sports, we should start with Blazers because it's been a weird fucking week for the Blazers. A typical week, I think we could probably say that, right? Like, I don't think anything we saw this week surprised us because we're sort of at this point,
I was surprised.
We're used to being disappointed. Right? I mean, like, I guess that's what I mean.
I'm not disappointed.
Go ahead.
I'm not disappointed.
Okay. Well,
the trade for Simons, we knew.
So let's talk about that first. So let me set it up. They traded Simons for Drew Holiday and 2 second-round picks, and that was it, right?
Yeah, they sent 2 seconds. Yeah.
They sent 2 seconds.
Sent 2 seconds.
So they traded Simons and 2 seconds for Drew Holiday.
And 2 seconds. For J.Rue, yeah.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought the Blazers got 2 seconds. Are you sure?
No, they sent 2 seconds.
That's fucking crazy. Okay, I stand corrected. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Okay, after that, they decide to get those second-round picks back as well as a first-round pick by trading back from 11 to 16 and drafting Chinese Jokic. What's his name? Young Hansen. Young Hansen is marketable. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a marketable name. If he turns out to be like good at all, then yeah, I'm just saying knowing Portland, by the time he would get to a second contract, if he is good, they wouldn't re-sign him anyways, but whatever. We can cross that bridge if we come to it. Okay, sorry, Ski. That's it. I've set it up.
So the Simons trade. We've seen the writing on the wall. There, Simons does not play any defense, and this team is starting to morph into a defense-forward team, right? That's the style they want to play. Adding Drew Holiday, I still think there's probably a good chance they're going to move him still.
Well, he doesn't want to play for Portland. Like he has come out and said that he's like pissed off that he got traded to Portland.
I don't think he has said
it. Somebody said it on his behalf.
Have said that.
Yeah.
Or they're just saying it. We don't know for sure. But they keep Holiday. I mean, Kamara is a top end defensive player. I mean, Scoot is at played much, much more defense than Simons ever did. And if you add Holiday to that, they're going to have a pretty formidable defense. I mean, I don't love Ayton. He's not the greatest rim protector, but I think they move him anyway. And Klingon is a decent rim protector.
No, they got to get rid of it. They have like four bigs already. They got to get rid of like two of them, right?
Five centers current.
No, yeah, okay. In addition to Hansen. So they got to get rid of at least two of them. Because
they still have, they have Time Lord. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. So, I don't hate trading Simons for Holiday because that is the direction they're going. They want to play defense. They want to try to win these games, probably low scoring. And, you know, the Blazers weren't going to pay Simons after this year, and they're not going to pay Holiday anymore. So for a year, hey, get a guy that plays better defense. Why the hell not? And then for the draft pick, King and I have been said it before a bunch of times about the Blazers. Just make us, you're not going to get any free agents, right? They're not going to be able to sign any big time free agents. So their only goal is to draft someone that could be that guy. Now, no one had any idea about fucking Hansen coming out of China. But he is at least a, you know, they're taking the bat off their shoulder and taking a fucking swing on something. Yeah, they probably, I guess they didn't have a second round pick, but they probably picked him up because no one was probably going to draft him. But I would hate, take the swing on the guy. Why the hell not? It's a 16th pick. That guy's probably going to flop no matter who they pick. So why the fuck not? So I don't hate the pick, really.
I don't really either, I will say. Like, and to your point, nobody knew who the fuck this was. And I think that might be a big reason why we've been seeing all of the reactions we've been seeing, where just people are just dumping on the Blazers for it, calling it a reach. It probably is a reach. But again, like, everything...
It was, yes. It's a reach,
but
yes.
But to your point, like, everything after 10 is a guess. Like, most guys after pick 10 are probably going to be dog shit. Like, they could turn into really good players, but they're not going to be stars. Like, there's no Cooper Flags after the 10th pick, you know what I mean? And so he's 7'1", 7'2", 19 years old, can run, can shoot from the outside, block shots, and...
He's not that quick.
He's not quick.
He's
a 7-footer. Like, what do you want? Yeah. Like, that's, I think that's the point. I think that's why people are calling him Chinese Jokic, is because Jokic also is not quick.
Well, the same thing. Jokic got picked up and no one knew who the fuck he was.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take a swing. What? I forget who was available around 16 right then. I was like, that was Queen from Maryland available then?
No, he was already gone. He was
Did he just go? Yeah. It was just, there wasn't guys that were just like, oh,
well,
that guy, like, that college player is, you know, gonna be a guy that plays on this team. You take a flyer on some Euro or Chinese guy. Why the hell not?
So my take on it is they traded 2 second rounds or whatever it was in the Holiday trade. They recouped them in the Memphis draft day trade, right? But the weird thing is
which is good.
But the thing is, the Blazers, this is what they're doing. I'm not saying I believe it's going to work per se, but this is what they're doing. This is what they're going for. Is if you believe in what they did last year, they were the number 3 ranked team in points per possession against last year. It was 100 in 100 possessions, which in this current NBA, pretty fucking awesome. They were a top 5 defense in points per game from January 1st on. So what they're doing is they're doing interchangeable parts and defense, right? Right. That's what they're going for. And you can see that and be like, okay, that's cool, but they need to score. And then before they traded the pick, they drafted that Coward guy out of Arizona at 11,
which Washington State
fit what they were trying to Washington State. Yes. Sorry. That fit what they were, what they're going for. So that was the weird thing about the trade is it's just they gained a first round pick and a fourth or fifth center. I'm not upset about it because I don't think the Blazers have a legit one or a legit two. So if they make the playoffs next year at 41-41, they're not going to do shit anyway, regardless of this pick or next year's pick. Because again, I don't think they have. Do you guys think they have a one or two on their roster? Like a bucket getter, a scorer. That's what they need.
I think Sharp could. But now, especially, you get rid of Simons, and you get rid of Grant, and then they could you could see if he is or not. That's the problem with last year's. We weren't able to see it because they were playing these guys all these other minutes over him. So
yeah, and I'm glad Simons is gone. Simons is actually a very good shooter, but from one spot, and it's from three. And in this current NBA, people are like, how isn't that valuable? Not really, because he doesn't create off the dribble. He doesn't score at the rim. He's not a good passer. And like we've said, he's an atrocious defender. Like, he's a 20-point-per-game scorer on these Blazer teams last few years who have been awful, like intentionally awful. Someone has to score those points. And if he just hits four threes a game, he's the leading scorer just kind of organically. Don't care about that trade. Honestly, now,
if I were the Celtics and I had a healthy Tatum and Brown, all of a sudden Simon's spot up three shooting becomes valuable.
Sure.
But next year with no Tatum, they already dealt Porzingis. Sounds like they maybe are going to try to move Derek White. It's going to be it's going to be Blazers 2.0 for him in Boston.
Yeah.
Go chuck shots and play no defense.
For a year, that's fine though.
Yeah.
But it's a lost year for them anyway, so.
So many people were out,
people thought this was the level that fleecing the Blazers, almost they were comparing it to like the Luka trade and all that. I was like, these motherfuckers clearly have not seen Simons play basketball really before.
No, his stats look fine.
Holiday is a more valuable, even though he's old, I mean, he's not much longer left in the league. He is more valuable to a team right now than Simons is.
Yeah,
especially a young team, like if he buys in,
yes.
Like if he's willing to actually play for Portland, he brings a lot of value to them, not just in defense, but also teaching kids how to play basketball, basically, and teaching them what it looks like to be a professional basketball player. Not off to a good start, apparently whining about being traded to the team, but we'll see. By the way, like back to the Celtics. I was saying, now that they're dumping everybody and clearly like rebuilding while Tatum is out, Pritchard's going to score like 40 points a game next year, right? He's just going to have a green light all season. Like he's going to be their scorer.
The friction will be Simons and Pritchard are going to be a friction point,
dude. Like. Pritchard
gets
those
spot-up shots.
He's going to chuck so much, and I'm here for it. Because some games. Pritchard's going to score like 60 in a game next year. Like, book it. But he's also probably going to...
can see that.
He's also probably going to have games where he misses 10 threes,
Yeah. A February Tuesday night in Memphis, he's going to 100% have 60. They're coming off a back-to-back... Brown's not playing. He's gonna score 60.
1,000%.
I could see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the Blazers? Thoughts on after the last couple of days? How you feeling about Cronin? Like, is he long for this world? Is he like, I don't know.
No, because again, I'm not a believer in Sharp or Scoot as a one or a two. So I hope I'm wrong. And again, maybe my brain isn't adjusting to the new NBA quite as fast as it should. Or Indiana they had Halliburton, of course, but they just had like six other guys that could score 9 to 14 on any given night efficiently. I don't know.
Well, if you look at the last month and a half of the season, their clear number one is Denny. I mean, he was averaging like 28 points a game last month.
Yeah, that's what Benoit said too.
I think Advia is their best player. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I at least think they are trying something now. If they do end up dealing Grant, which I think they have to, and deal Ayton and Time Lord, that they're trying something.
Take Grant though.
You're gonna have to give
Grant
him something else.
He was so bad this year, even when he was healthy. He was so bad.
That move.
And his contract crazy.
You throw him that first round pick you just got in that for trading down.
Dude, that move, like signing him just to make Dame happy and then trading Dame right after it was like that will go down as one of those like classic Blazer dumb shit moves, you know? Like just amazing. Amazing. All right. So by the way, like there is more that he's going to have to do, Cronin.
You just said they have too many centers. They literally have to trade two of them.
Ayton has to go. Like he has to go. He is like you can't keep all of them, and he is the most likely to be traded and maybe get some value back. So we'll see what he does with that.
How desperate are the Lakers right now?
Yeah.
For center.
Yes.
Not that desperate.
They're not that desperate. I mean, who's playing center for him currently?
I don't think they could take that cap hit. It's a big.
LeBron moves some money around. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't even know who on their team you could like. I don't even know who they could trade to like even out the trade just money wise is the problem.
No, it would have to be too many guys. Yeah.
Jay Moore can't find some money somewhere and make it happen. I mean, what are we doing here, man?
Get a third team involved somehow. I don't know. But they will have to trade them. He will have to be traded to someone, probably for peanuts, because contract's insane and he's just not that good.
Booble says he wants Cronin to trade for Westbrook or bring in Westbrook.
No. Westbrook might be done.
Yeah. Yeah, which would be perfect if Portland brings
him. I'm sure someone will sign him, but I think this is his last.
Much as I have always hated Westbrook, he still tries on defense and everywhere else. He tries his hardest every time he's out on the court.
100%.
He just can't fucking shoot
at all.
He never has
at all.
He can't shoot.
The last two years in the playoffs. You know, the year before the Clippers and this year with the Nuggets, he had a game early in the series. We were like, yeah, Russ is back. Yeah, Russ is here. And then it was like, oh, that's why they keep leaving him open in the corner, because
Russ is just gonna have a game. He's taken the pivotal shot in like a game five in like a must score bucket in like under a minute. He's taken the shot. Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll always have that hog in him, you know. Always have that ball hog. By the way, I apologize, Booble. I did say his name wrong. You wrote Westbrook. I apologize. I didn't mean to speak for you and misquote you. My bad. He says Westbrook is his top five most hated NBA players ever. Says he hates him, and Benoit says he's number one for him. Like ever? Like I feel like I hate other players more, but I don't know.
Chris Paul?
He's number one with a bullet.
Chris Paul is my number one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
Draymond's number two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Chris Paul, easy number one. Yeah.
Raymond Felton's number one.
Ray? Raymond,
Chris
is that
Paul
you?
Is number is
that
two.
You, Raymond?
Is that you?
Draymond Green is number three.
Is that you, Raymond?
And Raymond Felton, yeah. That Raymond Felton here in Portland. Oh my God. They had like Jamal Crawford. Like if you look at that year, like the players they had on that roster, and they were like 31-51.
They should have been okay.
They hated
right?
Nate McMillan.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. The roster looked fine.
Yeah, by the way, Nutian bringing up Pat Beverly. That's yes. Pat Bev sucks.
Valid. Yeah. As the kids say, valid.
Yeah, he sucks. Boy, this is like, let's just have a mid-pod top three list of most hated NBA players. Like Chris Ball, Pat Beverly, Draymond, I guess, can be three. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's obnoxious. I think if you're asking anybody other than us, I think some people would say Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks?
For sure. For sure.
100%.
Yeah. Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. He sucks.
Well, yeah. You know who I always hated? I always hated Ginobili. I respected Ginobili. I hate
wow.
Ginobili, though.
Ginobili?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Like
I liked him once he cut his hair.
I didn't like him with the long hair. In the massive bald spot.
You know?
I didn't like him with long hair.
I don't like Tony Parker. So I think there's something about that Spurs team. And like the rap song said, fuck Tim Duncan just for being so boring. You know, like that whole Spurs team. I don't like them.
Big fundamental.
Yeah, not a fan.
Fucking Boris Diaw. Get the hell out of here.
Thank you.
Boris Diaw. They have, was it Leandro Barbosa on that team as well? Or after the Suns?
He may have been on one of them, but... He was definitely on one of the Warriors teams. Early.
In a Warriors run, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Grayson
Fuck
Allen.
Kevin Durant.
We got Grayson Allen.
No rings.
We got James Harden. Yeah, Boris Diaw. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
SGA. I don't like watching SGA.
Johnny Flynn, Doug Christie in the chat.
Johnny Flynn.
Johnny Flynn.
You were not watching Timberwolves hoops in 2011. Yeah. You were not. You're a liar. You did not have league pass or whatever.
Big headband.
How many
Johnny
league
Flynn.
Pass existed?
Yeah.
When they picked Johnny Flynn and Rubio over Steph Curry. God, what a draft that was.
He said Blazers legend.
Not only are we going to pick one point guard, we're going to pick two. We're going to pass on this guy from Davidson.
Over, take a guess at how long Johnny Flynn actually played in the NBA for.
I'll say 3.5 seasons. And the last two are like kind of discombobulated.
I'll say it was more. I'll say it was like 7.
2009-11, Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Midseason trade to the Rockets. 1 year with the Blazers. Then he was playing for the Melbourne Tigers after that. So, four years was his.
Living the dream in Melbourne. Woof. Living the dream.
Melbourne.
Gotta get to Brisbane.
Shooting threes. All right.
Like that day trip up to Auckland, eh?
Auckland. Wait, that's a different.
And I didn't know you guys had Australian accents in your belt.
It's very close to Mike White, and I practiced Mike White many, many times over the years. So, Mike White.
Mine's more news. New Zealand from watching Flight of the Conchords.
Oi, Steve, weather couldn't be better. Yeah, Brit. Yeah. Yeah, Flight of the Conchords.
Brit.
Hey, Brit. Yeah.
How
like,
you doing there, Brit?
There's those words.
Flight of the Conchords Brit? Was from New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're New Zealand. Huh. Yeah, they always hate the Aussies. Yeah.
I always assumed it was British, so I never watched it.
Huh. Oh.
You should watch it then. Yeah. And What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah. It's New Zealand. Taika Waititi.
Mm.
Brit.
Mm. Kind of a worthless country.
Oh, yeah. Trevor Ariza.
What does New Zealand do?
They
rugby?
They do rugby, and they keep COVID out of their country. That's the two things they're known for. That's it.
In the haka?
Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I guess that, too. I guess.
Oh boy, that's a real ringing endorsement for me.
Peter Jackson.
Watch them walk.
Uh-huh, yeah.
How fun.
Walk towards a fire.
Peter Jackson?
Peter. Peta. Sorry, I just turned into Lois. Peta.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Oh, Peta.
Hey, Peta. Yeah. So also mentioned Trevor Ariza, Rick Fox, and Kendrick Perkins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trevor Ariza. We'll never forgive that guy.
Bum.
The Blazers traded for him.
Yeah,
he's in like January of 2020. Came up to Portland. COVID hit. He's like, I'm not going to the bubble. I'm just going to blow up this trade by just being like, not playing.
He's a bum.
Not going to the bubble.
He's a bum.
Yeah.
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 He sucks.
Not cool. Not chill.
No. The opposite of chill.
Yeah.
Fender Fender mentions Kobe.
I didn't hate Kobe. I mean, I hated for
he's a Laker.
Blazer tormenting, but yeah. That's not the same.
Yeah, I feel like it's built in if you're a Laker. You know? Like yeah. I hear you. Oh, Paul Pierce too. Yeah. Booble says Paul Pierce. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Weird opinion. I liked watching Paul Pierce play.
No.
Because he looks so strangely unathletic, even though he clearly was very athletic. But he was not a fun player to watch. He sought out contact.
KG. It's
kind of fun. It's kind of, but SGA is kind of cut. Mm. Paul Pierce, kind of a doughy guy.
Totally.
It was a little doughy.
It was kind of a nice. It was a nice thing to see a kind of a doughy black guy who had to wear like a wife beater underneath before that was cool.
Because
he kind of had to conceal. He had to conceal that like underarm fat a little bit as he was seeking contact every single time.
Yep.
It was kind of endearing.
I know one of your favorite players was Antoine Walker. I know you love those Doughboys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Doughboys.
Did not care about showing out those little the side fat.
This is like a Celtics thing, isn't it? Like sort of like doughy stars. Because like Larry Bird wasn't athletic. Like Kevin McHale was like skinny, so he was like the opposite. But like ain't nobody on that team had any muscle. You know what I mean? Nobody's working
just,
out.
Just Parrish.
Parrish.
He's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
He was pretty skinny.
Yeah, he was pretty jacked.
He's a beast, but pretty skinny. All right, so should we talk about the finals? So game 7, Halliburton ruptures the Achilles, and the Thunder did exactly what you said they were gonna do on Sunday, King, which was when we sort of, it was sort of writing on the wall once Halliburton went out, but
yeah,
it was a good first half, gave a little bit of hope for Pacer fans, and then like, oh, your best player's out, and they realize that.
I feel like against once all odds, it was a good finals. Like it was like the games, yeah, the games
good,
were
no,
good.
It was a good series.
Yeah, it was.
Fun like, series. But once TJ McConnell was like, this white boy is getting buckets in the third, and you're like, oh shit, this could happen. And then you're like, it's TJ McConnell scoring 12 straight points. It's not gonna happen. And then the Thunder hit like they scored 9 straight points in like 12 seconds. You're like, yeah, not happening.
Yeah.
It didn't.
It wasn't sustainable. Like TJ McConnell is not sustainable.
The Halliburton thing does suck. It does. It, obviously, that's terrible. But my biggest takeaway other than that, and it being a fun series, and I said in the Discord, is once Adam Silver legalized marijuana in the league, championship celebrations are so lame. They're lame. These guys are just like going to pop an edible and hit on the Benjamin when the, you know, in a side room. And then they come out and they drink like one beer and like, and it's not just the Thunder.
No, they don't.
It's not.
They like don't drink the beer. No, they like put on a show that they're going to drink a beer. Like they're it's like taking a couple of sips just so people see them do it, basically.
Yeah. No, because like the Thunder were lame, or the Celtics last year lame because Jaylen Brown is like, alcohol is what brings the white man to be the predator, you know. Whatever, you know, and Tatum is just has no aura, as the kids say. 2023,
no Riz.
The Nuggets, I mean, Jokic stinks, And then all the other guys are just Oregon legend Jamal Murray, weed smoker, Aaron Gordon, weed smoker, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, weed smoker. So they're just sitting there baked out of their gourd looking at this thing of ice being like, look at the shimmer. Oh, 2022 Warriors. Those are old heads. They were fun post game. They were fun in the victory parade. But in 2021, stunk too. 2020 stunk. COVID bubble, a little different. But LeBron and AD were at least, you know, pouring champagne on people's heads. This whole weed stuff, it makes the celebration so much worse. They don't spray champagne anymore.
They didn't even really celebrate on the court that enthusiastically either. I mean, like, if you watch hockey or baseball, they literally dogpile on the diamond or, you know, in the middle of ice, they celebrate. And then, or hockey players just all go get fucking shithoused for probably until the next season starts.
Yeah. No, they take turns.
Week as a team, 4 months separately. Yeah.
That's part of the agreement.
And, you know,
winning the Stanley Cup. Part of the agreement is you take the Stanley Cup and drink heavily with the Stanley Cup in a bunch of different scenarios. That's part of it. And that does not. And by the way, like, this was OKC's first title. Like, and think of all the shit they went through to get to this first title. Like, the big three never panning out, like going back down after the big three and then building their way up this year and winning a fucking title. Like, with SGA, who's become like a superstar, like, be excited.
Can we blame the age for this? Okay, because they are a young team. This Oklahoma City team they didn't really have that like veteran on there that was like, you know, chasing a ring or something like
that.
This is a thing.
Like if you have kids or like, you know, like friends with kids who are in high school or something like that, like kids just aren't really drinking anymore. It's not in the culture for them. Like high school kids, like college kids, they're choosing not to, which is good, right? Like alcoholism sucks.
They just eat edibles instead.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it's safer and healthy. And
it's boring.
It's boring.
In this situation, it's boring.
It's boring.
Like, this is your one time
to do it. This is your one time to get shitty with it for winning.
Like, I remember a time where the Miami Heat would win a title in Miami and the city of Miami was not fun or debaucherous enough for them. And they flew to Las Vegas that night and TMZ was there. Or when the Mavs won in Miami and Dirk Nowitzki, you can Google it, kids. He's got a thing of champagne that costs like $100,000 and was like 50 fucking gallons that they're trying to pass around. You need four guys to lift it to drink. That was fun. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. Jordan would
a 20 milligram gummy
full of champagne.
Boring.
These damn potheads.
Like Chet Holmgren, stoned out of his mind at the celebration.
Yeah.
Funny, but it's not as good as Draymond Green, you know, 10 years ago being like, oh, did Cavs get here? Nope. The Cavs suck? Yup. Yeah. Does LeBron suck? Yup. He's just drunk out of his mind and being egregious. Much more fun. Yeah, NBA players now. Get out of here.
I like it. So Lively,
don't want to watch it.
Lively Pod in the chat. I like this. Kids these days need Four Loko and MD 2020. Get some Mad Dog.
100%.
Get some Mad Dog in you. See how it fits. You know what I mean?
But also, the beer sponsor for the NBA, Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
Could you pick an older person beer? That screams golf cart. Like
That's golf cart beer.
You're on the fifth hole in your cart. That's golf cart beer. 16-ounce Michelob Ultra? How old are you? Yeah. I would be offended. I'm old. And if I was handed a Michelob Ultra, I'd be like, I got to start dyeing my beard. This is insane. I'm not that old. Like, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
But I think I am with you, Braga, on I think that's just how athletes are now. They're realizing you can't be David Wells and Wade Boggs anymore and kill 20 beers a night and be in like peak physical performance. I get that. Yeah. That makes sense as in season and shit like that, but you just won the championship.
Get hammered.
That's your time. That's your time. Yeah, your one time. Doesn't have to be like cocky where it goes for weeks and shit like that. But one night you get fucking fall down drunk with your fucking teammates.
Yes, you do.
And then almost be in everyone's contract.
And then you go on Good Morning America the next morning, still having not slept, and not what SGA did this year, which is just act like he was super duper high, which he probably still was. So it's a different
vibe.
This
team didn't have the veteran.
It's a different vibe.
If there was a veteran, on this team, they would not have allowed that to fucking happen.
Getting old head on that team, man. Yep.
You think Kobe let that shit happen with some rookies that didn't drink? Nope.
Absolutely.
Think Jordan
not.
Let that shit happen? Nope.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
They're doing what these kids should have been doing is those buzz balls that they're also stoked on, right? Get some buzz balls.
Buzz balls.
I don't know. The first time I ever heard of those was like the podcast that the Workaholics dudes do. They were talking about buzz balls, and I'm like, what? That sounds fucking horrible. Like, no, thank you.
They sell, like, most buzz balls are probably like the normal ones that people like, probably like 2.5 ounces, probably not much bigger than a standard shot, maybe 2 shots. Yeah, they're not. I've seen some in convenience stores. They have enormous ones now that are like the size of like 3 softballs. They're no, no. What do you do with that?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like seeing like a 14-inch dick. Like, what am I?
What am I supposed to
do? What
do
you want me
that?
To do
like,
with that?
All right. I'll try. Like.
I'll take some of it, but
fuck, I'll do my best.
47 ounces of buzz ball. I'm fine.
Hey King, that's life. All we can do is our best.
Well, there's
and
your,
it's just going to have to be enough.
There's an extreme, you know? King.
Yes. Yeah. Next. That's
there's
your
a next.
That's your next.
There's the next weekend stream. Yeah. Yeah.
Next hot ones.
All right. Here's a better question, King. For the tent, for the content, would you rather drink one of those giant buzz balls? Or drink another thing of Night Train.
Oh, Buzzball. I would never.
You would never touch the Night Train again?
No. I don't even know if they sell Night Train anymore. I think it's gone.
It's discontinued?
I think so. I could be wrong. But no, I wouldn't touch Night Train anymore.
Well, how about,
Night Train is terrible.
How about we do that?
I'd be curious about the Buzzball.
Yeah. How about we do that
it
for a
pod? Terrible.
How about we?
There's got to be so much sugar in it.
Yes. Well, how about we each take on a buzz ball for the pod? Like one of these pods coming up. Let's take on a buzz ball, a different flavor.
I want to see if I can find Night Train again. I want to find Night Train again. See if it is still a thing.
The buzz balls that scare me are the ones that they're like coffee flavor, white chocolate. Like, now, I don't think I would ever. A little too thick, but. I'll take your I'll try your straw burrito, but I'm not doing.
There you go.
Your pina colada.
There you go. All right. Shall we do our
viscosity
list?
Thing?
Should we do our list? You got anything else before our list? Anything else?
No. What's our list?
We're not going to do one more thing. Okay. All right. Our list this
one
week.
One more thing. What'd you think about the 12-day war?
12-day war.
We had a 12-day war.
12 days.
Could have been longer.
It was a great war.
Some say
the best war.
I created a ceasefire, and then they violated the ceasefire that I created.
So I know the joke is that Trump really wants the Nobel Peace Prize.
Fuck this
guy. That's why he's really aggressive. That's why he's really aggressively tabbing at the 12-day war. I don't know what the precise time of a war to make it a war, it has to be longer than the Seattle Mariners East Coast trip in July. It can't just be like a baseball East Coast trip. 12 days is not a war. It's not a war. I'm sorry. It's not a war.
A 10-day contract is not a contract. A 12-day war is not a war. Like,
you're bringing a guy up from the South Bay. Yeah. Basically, they just fended off a guy who was brought up from the South Bay Lakers for 10 days. That's all it was. That's not a war.
That war was on a two-way deal, is what that was.
Yeah, it's not a war. Yeah.
This fucking guy, man.
It's a practice squad guy. That's all that was.
He goes in, like, doesn't talk to anybody about it beforehand. Oh, by the way, I just blew up some, like, really important buildings, I swear. Don't ask anybody what buildings they were. Like, I swear they were super important.
Super important.
I fixed it, guys. Like, there's been conflict in the Middle East since the dawn of time, and I fixed it, baby. Also, I got them to agree to a ceasefire. I don't have to talk to them about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Oh, they violated the ceasefire. These bitches don't know what the fuck they're doing, man. If they would just listen to me, like I've been saying the whole time, I've been trying to tell them, you guys should not be fighting, even though I just went in there and bombed a whole bunch of shit. You guys should not be fighting. I guess they'll never figure it out, despite my incredible leadership. Fucking guy. it's so amazing how people still like can listen to him. Like it's amazing to me at this point, right? Like whatever. It's a good bit. You know,
believe what you want to believe.
It's a good bit. Yeah. I respect the bit and I respect his commitment to the bit, you know? I guess it is what it is. All right.
Bad news, King. It does officially look like Night Train has been discontinued. Damn it.
Good. Good.
Do the... Somebody play taps. Somebody play taps, right? We're gonna...
Don't appear to have taps on the soundboard.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, let's do our list. Ready? Ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Our list this week comes from DuckDuckChef in our Discord. Again, Sports Brewery in Discord. That is where you can give us list ideas. That's where you can give us movie suggestions. If you need an invitation to it, ask us for one. We'll send it to you. But just download Discord, find Sports Brewery, join it. It's a good time. His list this week is Money's Not an Option. What are your top three hobbies that you would pick up? So you have unlimited money. Money is not an obstacle. What you doing with your time as rich person?
I'll start it off.
Do it.
I'll start it off. Number three. It's a lame one. Golf. I'm not spending $200 around, man. Sorry.
Well,
on a Thursday at 5:35. Like, sorry.
Right. So you would just play golf.
Can't do it.
You would just play golf everywhere, like travel the world playing golf, or you would just like just play golf wherever.
Man, I can go 5 miles from my house and pay $200 for a round. I don't need to travel the world.
Okay, so you would just pick up golf, period.
Yeah.
Okay. Respect. I like it. You want to go ski?
I'll go. I'm just get this out of the way because it's easy. Just cocaine and hookers.
You make it a hobby.
It's a hobby, yes.
Yeah. It's just something I like to do.
We got
time.
That much money where neither of the cost of either of them matter. Yeah, that's a hobby.
God, I feel like I don't know that's like a hobby. It's just like my life. You know what I mean? Like this is my life. It's not a hobby. It's not like video games.
That's
a hobby.
That's a lifestyle.
That's just my lifestyle now. Yeah, it's not a hobby. Like, If I'm rich, that's just what I do. Like, that's my day-to-day.
All right.
No?
I guess if we're going day-to-day, I was treating it more like a hobby, you know, maybe once a week.
Maybe you live more than a couple months. And that's you, man. Mm-hmm. That's you. Have fun with that. I'm just kidding. Or am I? My number three is I would be an executive producer for all of my favorite rappers. So I would pay for their albums. I would pay for their friendship. and I would like I would be sitting in there while they're making their albums, being like, "Yeah, Kendrick, that's what's up, man. That was great. Good job, Kendrick." You know what I mean? That'd just be rad. That'd be rad. I would buy so many friends, you guys. Ugh.
It'd just be great. Dapping up Charlie Tuna.
Thank you. J5. That'd be me in the corner. Hey, Charlie Tuna, what do you think? J5. And he has to tell me I'm great because I'm giving him all this money.
Playground Tactics.
Exactly.
Rabbit and hat trick. Remember that one, buddy? Sure, yeah, it was sure good. Did. It was good.
You'd just be making these groups come out with albums that haven't had an album in like 20 years because you wanted to hear a new, like a new J5 album, new Tribe album, something like that.
Hey, Merce, you have to rap with the Living Legends again. Figure it out, bud.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Here's $1 million. Fucking do it.
Here's money.
I want, yes. And I would fully support AI for all like the dead rappers. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be making albums. Making albums, guys. All right, that's all of our threes. Let's see. Booble's number three is high stakes poker. Yeah, actually. That'd be fun. Probably.
That's my number two. Yeah.
So, let's see. Fender's is guitar, wants to collect them and play them. Guitars. Yeah. I could see that. By the way, like...
Look at Jim Irsay over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that's not something on my list. That's not something on my list, but like cars. I would be like Jay Leno. I would collect really fucking cool cars. That would be awesome. And
do you know enough about cars that you would
seek
out the expensive ones and care about them?
I think it would eventually, I would eventually learn stuff about them as I'm buying them. Yeah. I would pay Jeremy Clarkson to be my friend for like a year, and then Jeremy Clarkson could tell me which cars to get. There. Perfect.
He'll pick out cars for you.
Exactly. WCP's, he'd buy a racing boat. Just one. So would your rich person hobby be to race the boat or to just have a bunch of racing boats? And are we talking like one of the Olympic boats, one of those like really big ones, or are we talking like a speedboat? Like Miami speedboat? I don't know.
Speedboat.
Nutians is...
You don't even have to be that rich to do that. You see a bunch of fucking white trash people have real expensive boats, so...
This is true. Nutians is play craps 24/7. And he says Erica's would be scuba diving to see all the dying reefs. You know, while you're down there, Erica, you could... save the reefs. That could be something you do as a hobby, is go around the world saving the reefs. But no, scuba dive next to them, that's cool too. Yeah. No, is that boring? Saving the world, fuck it. So WCP says he would race the boat, drag racing boats. Now we're talking.
Yeah, super fast.
We're talking. Yeah.
I'm gonna jump ahead of King real quick because I'm gonna go off a So my number two was playing high stakes poker.
Yeah.
Nutty and saying craps. The problem is if you're really, really rich like that, then money doesn't matter. And then gambling, you don't get the same high as it. So playing the high stakes poker is more about, you know, you get to go play against the best players that play poker and stuff like that. Right. That's the angle to that one. Just gambling when you're rich is not exciting anymore.
Are you familiar who you're talking to, Skink, about that one?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm just saying. I think he would know if it's still a thrill.
You think Nutian would know?
I think Nutian would know. Because he just covers it.
I think he gets it.
He's. I think he would still be hurt if he lost, you know, $200,000 on a crap roll. When you're like a billionaire rich.
I think Erica would be hurt.
Losing millions of dollars doesn't hurt. Yeah. But losing millions of dollars is a nothing. If I'm, you know, billionaire level where you do this stuff. Yeah. There
he traveled to Purdue. So I'm just saying. I think you can afford to lose
it. It costs $50 to get to fucking Purdue. They might even pay people to fly to Purdue.
You ever tried to fly to West Lafayette? It's pretty expensive.
And scary. Yeah. Yeah, like...
You gotta stop in Chicago, am I right?
Do like Floyd Mayweather gambling, where you drop like $1 million on a college football game or something.
The lamest gambler out there. That guy loses so much money and never posts that shit.
Yeah.
Hate his shtick.
Yeah.
Hey, Nutteen, if you want to play craps 24/7, just start a YouTube channel. There are plenty of people that are not as rich as what we're talking about that are playing craps 24/7.
By the way, if you want to be on our YouTube channel doing that, you could do that. You know, just, you know. all right, King, what's your two?
My number two, it sounds so lame. I was just going to say, like, post up and have a residency in Vegas and just gamble, but you guys.
That's good.
Really fucking took a shit off.
No, it's still cool.
No, gambling's still cool. Awesome. Yes.
It's still fine. Yeah, it's still awesome.
Yeah. Well, like, live in the circa and gamble. And
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
No, it's not. No,
okay.
He is.
Okay, you're going to be
my
like
number
this
one is
about
even
it?
Lame. My number one is even lamer. My number one is the lamest.
Mine's
so.
Awesome. You'll see.
Mine is not.
All right. My number two would be to purchase all of the social medias and then drive them into the fucking ground. Every single one of them. Slowly. Like one at a time. That would be my hobby. Would be a new social media pops up. Oh, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to make it like seem really fucking cool. And then as soon as it starts to become popular, drive it into the fucking ground.
So you want to be Elon.
Yes.
You want to be Elon.
That's what I would like to do with Twitter is I would like to buy Twitter, slowly drive it into the ground and then delete it. Like, so there is no Twitter anymore.
You don't need to buy Twitter for it to slowly get driven into the ground.
But I would like at some point for it to not exist is my point, Ski. So that's my hobby is to slowly fuck it up and then delete it. Every single one of them. Facebook.
So you're like
Twitter.
You're basically Peter Thiel.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he killed Deadspin and Gawker. Okay. Hulk Hogan was a whole thing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
You may have missed it.
Yeah. I would like the guy who bought G4 or whatever and then drove that into the ground. And yeah, I want to do that. I would like to do that with social media.
He also just got a hold of everyone's private information from the government as well.
That's how the rich stay rich, baby.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So those are our number twos. Twos from the chat. Fender says, Fender, did you give a three? I don't even remember your three. Oh, yeah, guitar. That's right. Never mind. His number two is travel and talk about it. He'd be the next Rick Steves, he says. That's a good one. Traveling the world. Yeah. Yeah. Boobles is open a comedy club. That'd be cool. It'd be cool to, like, open them throughout the world. Love it. Nutteen's number two is buy a private jet. Collect private jets. That's your hobby. Yeah, it's your hobby now. So is your hobby to fly in the private jet? I mean, that could be a thing. Fly different places. Oh, yeah. No, he says that. So I can fly to all the sporting events I want to go to. Yes. Yes. That's perfect.
So if I gave you guys, if you guys somehow just got, let's say, I don't know, $500 million right now, how long would it take for you to be like, oh, I'm going to get my pilot's license now and you're going to be one of those people? No?
Never.
Nope.
Never. When I only say that, I'm not honestly terrified of flying, but the only reason I say never is because when I was in like middle school, my dad was getting his pilot's license and his instructor of like 6 months like flew into a mountain and died. Like never saw it coming. Yeah. And so I'm like, small flights, small planes. I don't, I, Not a fan.
Let me ask you this, Guy.
No.
You going private jet or Black Hawk helicopter?
Well, I don't think you can own a Black Hawk helicopter.
The fuck, but... you can't. In Trump's America?
Well, technically, you're.
I'm going to use
well,
my.
I was going to say, technically, you're. Technically, you're not allowed to own one, but
yeah.
See, planes are helicopters. I know. I would not. I don't. I would never want to even fly in a helicopter.
Yeah, I hear you.
Planes different. Yeah. Helicopters, no.
I hear you. Yeah, same. And private jets, I've heard, are pretty awesome. So Nutian would be flying that private jet into Purdue, into West Lafayette. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. I love that for you. WCP's number two, I'd buy multiple race car teams throughout various disciplines. NASCAR, endurance racing, World of Outlaws, sprint cars, and rally. That's awesome.
Wouldn't even get a Formula Un car?
I was going to say, he didn't mention F1.
I think we're seeing like a difference here.
We are.
The people that are taking... The same amount of money, let's say $500 million, just whatever, and being opulent, and those that are being rich yet humble. I'm not saying either's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying a whole fleet is a crazy mm-hmm. whole fleet.
But again, we're talking about a hobby.
Didn't cross my mind.
We're talking about a hobby. If money's not an object, we're talking about what hobbies we have. So, okay. He says he doesn't like F1. Yeah, he says it sucks. But if you want your money to keep making money, you buy an F1 team, my guy. Like, that's... You buy Lewis Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? All right. Where are we at with our... Okay, so Erica's number two is run a cat sanctuary. As big as it needs to be until the kitties are saved. Preach. That's my... By the way, that...
Duval!
That goes right into my number one. I'm jumping ahead of both of you guys. My number one is to collect endangered species. That'd be my number one. And try to breed them and keep them alive. But I would own lots and lots of land, and I would collect them, and I would have an animal sanctuary for all endangered species. And I'd probably try to bring some back. You know what I mean? Jurassic Park style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Your first thing was just like, oh, I want to collect all these endangered species.
Now you're playing,
like,
now you're being God.
Kind of. Playing God, baby. Yeah. That's my...
Yeah, now you're being God.
Sounds like a hobby to me. Yeah. Playing God sounds pretty great. If I'm rich, what are we talking about?
Just send his kid out to get nailed with the cross. It's fine.
Hey. It's not me.
I don't got any trouble. I'm God. I'm the divine.
He's not me. Why do I care about him? Jeez.
I'm him.
Thank you. You see, he gets it. All right. What's your one?
I get it. Jesus gets us.
Yes.
Again, my number one, I did not think big enough. It would be to have a place, not necessarily on the Oregon coast, but somewhere on the West Coast. A place on the beach. Or the coastline, and have a 50-foot vessel that is not a yacht, and just go deep sea fishing all the time.
Now,
I know.
Would you push that out into international waters? Is that what we're talking about
super
here?
Super lame. No. See,
okay.
No.
Okay.
That's slightly different than mine, because my number one is I would just travel and golf and fish everywhere in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd go play all the expensive courses, and I'd go fish for all the different fishes.
It's a good hobby. It's a good hobby. I think at some point too, like honorable mention for me, I think at some point would be to do like the stadium tour thing, like go to an NFL game in every NFL stadium, or actually, you know what? College football might be better, but you know what I mean? Like baseball.
Well, see, the thing is
soccer.
You could almost do that. You can almost do that now.
I can't afford that. Not even close.
Well, yeah, not like, NFL.
Maybe not to hit. Maybe not to hit every stadium in like a 1 year cycle, but give it 5 or 10 years, you could knock out a good chunk. Especially baseball. Baseball, Tickets are cheap to get to baseball games.
Yes.
Baseball, yes. Football, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Tickets.
You're
tickets.
Sitting. It's December 17th in Kansas City, and the Chiefs are playing the Browns. It's $790 to sit.
Tickets to the game.
You know, I know
are
money's
cheap.
No. I know money is no object. I'm just saying.
Yeah, tickets to games are cheap. Tickets traveling to the cities are not cheap, and staying in the cities, that's not cheap. That's a problem.
You got a fucking hybrid car, man. That's cheap. You could drive.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. I get like at least 5 miles to the gallon better than you, at least. So.
At least.
All right. So we've all done our ones.
King is number one. King's number one. Yeah. King's number one, Lisa. King's one is more like leisure. You hang at your beach house, take your boat to go fish, come back home. That's a good leisure hobby.
Yeah. I love it. Sounds awesome. Sounds like a plan.
Who wouldn't want to go fishing anytime they wanted?
Yeah. If money is no object, I guess another hobby would be to be that like mysterious donor to a college football team. Or people are like, how is UCLA really good this year?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. There's that guy that lives in El Segundo. You know, he's always fishing. It's got a weird beard.
I fucking love
big bushy
that.
Eyebrows.
I love that.
But apparently get
a fishbowl and put like the name of a random university in it and like pull it every year. And that year, university is getting NIL deals out the ass. Like,
yeah.
You know what? I love that.
You know what, Sparty? I like the color of your green. Yeah. For a year, here's $35 million. Have fun.
Hey, Sacramento State, you're joining the SEC this year and you're going to fucking compete. Understand? Love it. All right, one's from the chat. Nutsians is Oregon baseball's Phil Knight, NIL. Yeah, that makes sense for you. That does make sense for you.
Well, King says he's probably damn near rich enough to be an NIL for baseball. Is that what do you need, like $80,000, $100,000 to be an NIL for baseball?
Yeah. you can make $100,000 a year and have two kids and be the number three baseball NIL donor. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I got like $20. Yeah. Will that work? Will that get you?
I can get a backup.
I went to three games last. I went to three games last year. I'm definitely in the top 50 of money spent for American baseball.
Let's see. Boobles is by the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs would be a hobby. Yeah, that's legit. WCP's is buy Oregon Ducks football from Uncle Phil. Oregon football would be a hobby.
That'll cost you some more money than baseball.
Yeah, it's not an option. Money's not a problem here. Money ain't a thing. Let's see. Fenders is do what you guys do, but throw my money at the funniest, coolest fuckers in the world. Y'all can kick it too. So do a podcast and like get really funny, cool people to be on your podcast. Is that what you're saying? Okay. I mean,
does this guy want Brett? Do we need to invite Brett Olson on next week? We find Brett Olson. That's an inside.
That can be.
That's for four of you.
That can be arranged. That can be arranged. Yeah. Fender says yes. Let's see. Yeah. Some Erica's number one is.
What's Joe Massey up to?
What's Abe Massey doing? Yeah.
God, sorry. Too inside. Not funny. Yeah. Not funny. Yeah, sorry. My bad. I apologize.
Somebody's going to get what I just did, too. Slam it on the table. You get... Okay, now you're getting it. Yeah. Okay, so Erica's number one, travel the world and visit every country. Yeah.
That would be dope.
That would be dope. That's probably something I would actually do first. It's like, but that could be rolled into other things too. Like if you want to travel the world and see like all the soccer teams or something like that, you check out the countries. Go to Barcelona, go to England, go to, you know, whatever. Let's see. Honorable mentions from Booble: start a movie studio. That'd be dope. Nutians, build a proper high-speed rail network in the U.S. Preach, preach. Yes, sir. WCP's honorable mention, I'd learn how to fly a plane and helicopter. I'd collect hella fucking cars like hella, and I'd buy Cottage Grove Speedway. There you go. That actually, that checks out for you. What I know about you, that checks
You should resurrect the old Eugene Speedway by the Walmart on OS 11.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. That's what you should do, is build a speedway in every community. That's what you should do.
The oval's still there. The oval is still there. Sort of.
More honorable kind of mentions. Boobles is fun to Matt Carney World Tour. Fenders is collect and taste wine around the world. That's a good hobby. That's a good hobby. I've had too much grocery outlet wine in my life. I think that would be what's up. Travel the world and try incredible wines. Yes. Yes. Have a wine person. Like, who's just...
Have a sommelier with you?
Just who's always with you at all times. Or, like, just at your beck and call. He gets like, a nine-figure salary just to be your wine guy. Who the fuck cares? Money's not an option. Just pay him whatever he wants. Sommelier.
You're a wine guy, Braga. King, are you any much of a wine guy? Have you ever tasted, like, oh, those hints of, like, tobacco and shit in your wine? Or does it just taste like fucking wine?
That'd be a good hobby to get, right? Like, is to be able to actually taste that shit? Like, to actually know what the fuck they're talking about? Yeah.
They just make it up. Look at these. It's got rich tannins in this one.
WCP says he would
collect... I love a good tannin.
He collect lots of dabs, WCP says. Start a weed farm. Yeah. I've been collecting dabs these last 5 years, baby. What do you mean? I got all the dabs already, man. I don't know what you're saying. Okay, we good? We got on our list? Yes? Yes.
We're good.
All right. Movie podcast on Sunday again is John Wick. It is on Peacock. Watch it. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for subscribing. Appreciate you, Booble, gifting Fender the subscription earlier. That's rad. All right. See y'all on Sunday. Goodbye.